This is Stateside for Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. While the Nassar sentencing hearing continues, the top leadership of the board of directors at USA Gymnastics resigned today. According to USA Today, the chair, vice chair, and treasurer are out. And there are more demands for the resignation of Michigan State University President Lou Anna Simon. While the MSU Board of Trustees again stated its support for the president on Friday, one trustee, Mitch Lyons, has broken with the rest of the board. He says Simon has lost the confidence of the public. Joining me to talk about some of the issues facing the university is Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Hi, John. Let's start with trustee Mitch Lyons, his call for President Simon's resignation. He's only one of eight trustees. Does his break with the rest of the board matter?
It will make a difference. It will not obviously tip the scales yet, but it does show a crack in the wall, which is not therefore unified. And it will hold up well in history, frankly, because this is going to happen sooner or later, in my opinion, anyway. And Mitch is ahead of the curve.
The president and the board have repeatedly said they have a legal obligation not to comment on this beyond stating their empathy for the victims. There are civil suits filed against the university. The monetary damage could be substantial. What damage to the university's reputation might be because of this lack of transparency?
And that's where you're going to win the battle but lose the war because, okay, you're going to be less culpable when the lawsuits start and so on. And yet this case is being played out in the court of public opinion, not just the courts of Ingham County, of course. So they are screwing this one up and badly. Don Canham, the old athletic director at Michigan, famously said, never turn a one-day story into a two-day story. That's past. You got a one-year story. You want a two-year story, and you're about to get one. So they have screwed this one up, in my opinion. And Michigan, the Michigan Hospital, a few years ago went to a very smart policy with their doctors. When you make a mistake, go see the patient and apologize and treat them like a human being, which every lawyer will tell you, never, ever do that. And malpractice suits have been cut dramatically because of it, because it turns out people like people acting like human beings, and they have screwed that one up.
Let's talk about the issues beyond the courtroom. In a detailed report, Sports Illustrated's legal analyst Michael McCann described the legal issues ahead and whether the NCAA might implement sanctions against Michigan State. The precedent's been set because of the Penn State scandal involving Jerry Sandusky, who raped young boys. The NCAA punished Penn State. What does that mean for Michigan State?
It is almost impossible to predict because the NCAA is not driven by any moral compass that I've been able to determine, covering them for many years in many cases. They are both sheriff and saloon keeper, and that's the problem. They used to be merely rule enforcement, and now they're also a gigantic moneymaker on basketball, $1 billion a year at least. So you don't know how they're going to rule on these things. You really don't. They normally do not get involved in felonies like this. The case of the Baylor basketball player who was killed by a teammate they stayed out of. At University of Virginia, a male lacrosse player killed his girlfriend who was on the women's team, and the NCAA did not get involved. Penn State, they got involved deeply. Now, it's my opinion, as serious as these things are, that is exactly why the NCAA should not be involved. They're meter readers, man. They should not be handling felonies, frankly. What happens here depends largely on public pressure. That's been my observation.
Even if they were to sanction Michigan State University, would it be limited to the gymnastic program?
That's the thing also. In the last 26 years, Michigan's won the last 22 gymnastics titles. Michigan State has never won one in the history of this Big Ten sport. So if they sanction women's gymnastics at Michigan State, it won't matter much as far as competition or national prestige. It will, of course, screw up the very people who've already been damaged in the first place, and that is the athletes. So that strikes me as not the right solution.
Finally, Michigan State's basketball coach Tom Izzo was harshly criticized by the mother of one of the Olympians who's been identified as one of Nassar's victims. Izzo, according to the Free Press, stated, "I hope the right person was convicted." The mother of Allie Raisman tweeted to Izzo in response to that statement, "I wonder if you're a complete and total moron or just a liar when you claim you listened to the impact statements," meaning the impact statements of the victims. I read the rest of Izzo's statement, which seems respectful. Why would he question whether the right person has been convicted?
Sloppy speaking, that's all. I know Tom pretty well. He came out this morning with a revision of that. Of course, he realized that he screwed up as far as that goes. He was otherwise, I thought, very respectful. But this is a guy who was talking about his boss's boss who paid him $7 million a year to coach basketball. This guy's in a rock and a hard place.
What do you think is going to happen with the president?
I think she's going to go sooner than later, and the house of cards is going to crumble, and the trustees are behind the curve, and they'll have to show up with their tails between their legs on this one.
John U. Bacon is Michigan Radio sports commentator and, of course, a New York Times best-selling author. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.